Hello. First, I'd actually like to thank the Prime Minister. I'd like to thank him for bringing us all here today together. Sometimes a politician can spark our interest. Unfortunately, the Prime Minister has done so by sparking our anger and our disappointment. That's the old politics. And I think everybody here will probably agree that we need a new government moving forward that can embrace the new politics, growing in Brant and beyond. To get it done, we're going to require support. We're going to require Canadian determination. I think this entire mess Mr. Harper has provoked reflects his determination to stick with the old politics. Divisive, secretive, uninclusive, arrogant. We need a government and representation here that reflects the determination of our community. In Brant, we can't prorogue our hard times. Those in our community who are struggling because of the economy, they can't prorogue. When businesses struggle to stay afloat, they don't prorogue. We can't prorogue our environmental concerns. Our soldiers fighting in Afghanistan wouldn't prorogue if given the opportunity. When our kids struggle in school and our parents struggle with inadequate healthcare systems, they don't throw their hands up and prorogue. Students, some of them are here today, are going to be graduating with $60,000 in debt, fighting for the same entry-level jobs as their laid-off parents. They can't prorogue. But it seems as though Mr. Harper is determined to do exactly that. He's proroguing through his hard times, a stagnating economy, a lack of job creation, a failure to adequately address Canadian concerns about climate change, the unpopular HST legislation, the pension crisis, the Afghan detainee scandal. On and on it goes, but on and on we must go too. We hope those gathered here today will support legislation we'll be bringing in the House to limit the powers of prorogation, to make it something that parties must agree on, that can't just happen because the Prime Minister feels like it, because he's having hard times. We want a government like that because we are like that. Determined, powerful, organized. We deserve better, and today we demand better. To me, that's the new politics.
Yep.
It's the new politics taking hold. Today we've raised our voices together, across party lines, across affiliations. There's so much work to do, and our voice and our vote matters. So keep speaking up. Keep standing up, keep moving forward, and keep embracing the engagement we've shown here today. Thanks. See you later.
Hi. Excuse me.
Hey, Lloyd.
Woo!